How was Vegas?
I don't want to go back, man. Don't even say the name of it. I don't want to go back.
What happened to you?
I don't want to go back. Please.
Sigmund and Freud got you.
That was my favorite part. I saw them perform as holograms, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you got so fucked up you saw them performing. You went to their old theater.
I was the only one in that bitch.
Yeah, old abandoned theater, and you were just doing a little seance. A little seance with gin and tonic. Yeah.
Honestly, you know how I feel right now?
Huh.
Like Carrot Top.
Yeah. I was thinking, what if Carrot Top shows him just getting his dick sucked for an hour straight? And he doesn't have props anymore. They're all sex toys for himself.
All right, it's Carrot Top. You know what it is.
His girlfriend comes out. She's like, hi.
You know what? I was bagging on Carrot Top so much, and I was like telling my friends when we got to Vegas that I actually searched him on YouTube and watched one of his sets.
And how was it?
Fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Wow. What is it, like stand up?
No, it's just him getting his dick sucked.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Live the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm in my R season.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
That's what Carrot Top Show sounds like.
All right, it's Carrot Top.
All right, for this next bit.
No, it actually was really funny. Wait, we're going now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It actually was really, it's all like prop shit, but he like basically, he makes like he's got like 1,000 props and every single one is its own joke.
Okay.
Like it's the punchline basically. So he'd be like, all right, here's, I don't know. I can't even think of a good one, but it was like, this is what Trump uses to feed his hair. And he'll be like, ah, fuck it. And he'll like throw it down. Like he like knows how shitty it is.
Yeah.
And it's like part of the shtick is he'll be like, ah, fuck it. And he'll go to the next one. And like him just like kind of throwing off the punchlines like that is actually like one of the funniest parts.
So then
it's not fantastic, but
it becomes funny.
I mean, it's like, I definitely see why he is who he is.
Yeah.
He's definitely got like an original thing going on.
Okay. All right. This just excites me.
Why?
For when we go see him.
We should absolutely should go see him.
Yeah.
Cody and I'll do Carrot Top.
After what we just said, I don't know if that title really sounds right.
You guys ready to suck some dick?
Yeah. God damn it. I've definitely seen a Carrot Top show. We got to do this? Okay. All right.
What is this?
It's going to be him.
Carrot Top performs.
Man, that fit is wild. He looks like the 12th Brockhampton member. That fit is hard.
Carrot Top Classics?
Yeah, probably got some classic bits in there. That's what's crazy is
play this,
his bits are physical, like to the point that he holds them up. You know what I mean? He probably has a museum of bits where he just walks around and says, yeah, you see this right here?
Yeah.
I did this joke in 95.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's called Carrot Top Classics.
Yo, he literally refers himself as C-Top.
That's wild. That's actually a pretty sick name.
C-Top, yeah.
C-Top, it's time for me to see some top right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, that's actually how I feel, though, like Carrot Top.
What's up, really? Bitch? Is Carrot thought... gonna see top right now? What up, bitch? Is Carrot gonna see top right now or what? Ooh. Yeah, so how was your...
It was like way too much fun.
How'd you get there? Way too much fun?
Yeah.
What kind of goofy shit is that?
It was just like, we just gambled a lot and partied. Vegas was, it was packed.
I was gonna make a sexist joke right there.
What?
No, let's just cut it right there.
Okay. You sure?
That's the system conditioning you right there.
What?
I've had way too much fun. That's what happens when you get deep enough in a relationship. You start self censoring, self managing.
I can't be having this much fun.
Yeah,
right
when
now.
when you're a man and you're without your lady, when you hit a certain level, you your sixth sense perks up, and she can feel it as well. Yeah. No matter how far away, she could be sleeping. She'll wake up in the middle of the night. He's having fun right now. Way more fun than he has with me. And so you start dialing it back.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, have another. You're like, I can't.
I can't.
I've had too much.
I've had too much already.
Yeah. I'm going to go to sleep. Dude, it's 7:30. I know we've just had too much fun today, and I just got to... It's not right if I have this much more fun without my lady of honor.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was like, pretty much. No, I stayed up till 7:30 a.m. every night. And who would have thought that would cause me to feel like absolute garbage right
now? That's
crazy.
See,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The way that works?
Yeah.
I feel like I got hit by a bus. In the best way possible.
It's a great thing you have that feel right now, because we actually got Gary on the ship.
Who?
Gary V.
Okay.
Now that you feel like you've been hit by a bus.
Yeah, wait. Can we play that clip? I think this maybe will help bring me back to life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would say Gary V would say you're in the perfect mindset right now to be successful.
Exactly.
You've just been hit by a bus. Now we'll solve a Rubik's Cube.
Spock sent us this. Hold on, pause it. Spock sent us this clip yesterday. And I think it's just absolutely perfect. It's the perfect sequel. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this, dude. You're going to love this.
Let's go.
25, and I'm like, man, I've really been here like...
Bro, I'd rip both my legs off and arms to be 25 on some real shit. I'd give up everything I have to be 25 just to play again. 25 is a baby.
That's how I feel about going back to 16 sometimes, man. Like, I hate it, but fuck, growing up sucks sometimes.
Yeah, but it's also amazing if you change your relationship with it. If you really know you're going to live
one
more time,
with it?
All
of a
sudden it slows down. Everybody's got pressure, thinking they got to do something by 25. You gotta do shit.
Every time I think about getting to like 25, and I'm like,
wait, play it again. I gotta hear it one more time. This next part. Like,
bro, I'd rip both my legs off and arms to be 25 on some real shit. I'd give up everything
right,
I have to be 25.
Bro, I'd rip both my legs off and my arms off to be 25. What? You wanna go back to be 20 to be 25, but have no arms and no legs?
Why is it gotta be so violent? I'd rip both my arms and legs. That is so fucking graphic, dude. That's such a crazy ass response. I would rip my own arm off. Do you understand what the force it would take to do that? Just
And then you got to rip the other one off somehow with only one arm.
With your feet.
And then how are you going to get your feet off? So then you get that one off.
Yeah.
And so now they're both spraying blood.
Now you have to eat your own legs off.
But once you do,
what do
at
you
least
do?
You'll be 25.
What do you do? Like hang over a building? Like... Do you ask your friends, like, now you're bleeding from the arms, screaming, your friends are freaking out, and you're like, put cinder blocks on my legs, hang me over the building, hang it.
Just do it, I want to be 25 again.
It's the inverse, they got to hang your legs over a building and then put cinder blocks here so you lose all the circulation.
Yeah.
And then they can just detach.
Yeah.
And then you just fall with no limbs on top of a building, you're just rolling around, bleeding from every hole, and then you just start getting younger as you're bleeding out. Yes! Yes!
Had to be young again!
If you change your relationship with it.
Yo. Who is it? Who is it even, like, what? what situation even is this? Like, where are they?
What? Who is this kid? Who is this
guy?
Yo, the,
bro.
The, this frame.
Bro.
This frame.
Y'all just got to change your relationship with it.
Yo. I'm thinking about fuck boy Gary V. Like, if Gary V and Taylor Holder ran into each other, Gary V just... He's got a crop top t-shirt with his last name tattooed under his belly button, V.
Bro, I ripped my fucking arms and legs off to be 25 again. Yeah, but that's just if you change a relationship with it. Oh, God. No cap, I literally stabbed my mom in her eyes to be 25 again, bro. Oh, God, I would straight up put a set of billiard balls down my dad's throat to be 25 again. Straight up, I feed a 9-year-old a bag of nails.
You guys into crypto, by the way?
Oh, God, I feed a dog a bag of nails and bolts to be 25 again. No cap. I straight ripped my toenails out, bro, to be 25 again.
Taylor's like, what? What? He's sitting with all the Sway Boys are all like, looking at each other like, sick. What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Right, boys?
They're just
no cap, dude. I twist up my balls and cut them off. To be your age, you know what I'm saying?
If you just change your relationship with it.
You know what the best part is? This is his actual account. I feel like his editor like does this on purpose.
Oh, definitely. He's like, this is a gold clip right
just
here.
Just finds the most absurd clips. What's the top comment on this? Gary, I'm 25. I still have my arms and my legs. What do I do?
That's a good question, man. Rip them off.
Rip them off.
Rip them off.
Rip them off.
Dog, I'm dead, man. I'm 20, though. I feel old. Mistake.
What?
He just said mistake. What? That thought was wrong. Damn, Gary. Sorry, I'm just still stuck on his violent, you know, just his violent compromises to be young again.
Oh, yeah.
Gary's, you don't want to be with Gary. I think Gary V is probably the most terrifying person to be with. Like, if you found like a magic lamp with a genie in it,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what horrible shit he would be willing to do for like 3 wishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The genie's like, kill him and I'll give you 4 wishes. He's gonna fucking, he won't even blink.
Yeah.
He will literally murder you.
He's demented.
Yeah, he is demented.
You know, but he'd be the worst person ever to trip with. Like to take shrooms or something.
Oh,
with.
God.
Could you imagine how bad of a trip you'd have? You'd be like, dude, you ever think about drowning? You'd be like, what? No.
This is what it would be like. Lean back.
Let's waterboard each other right now. No.
I'll waterboard you, then you waterboard me. He'd just be at, like, he'd be asking you things, probably weird philosophical questions. Like, yo, you know that philosophical thing, like, would you kill one person to save 100? Yeah. Would you stab 5 people to save 200?
What?
You gotta stab 5 people. What did they do? It doesn't matter. You just gotta stab them. Like,
could
hard.
Could you do that? Could you commit murder? Could you? Could you get murdered? Think about getting murdered.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Would you get murdered to save 100 people?
You're just slowly going to the dark place.
Yeah.
Like, going to this awful hole.
You ever thought about being buried alive?
No.
You want to be?
Don't take me back.
You ever thought about what your grandma's last words were before she died?
You ever think about ripping off your grandma's arms and legs to bring her back?
Would you rip off your arms and legs to bring your grandma back?
What?
Man. I'm just still thinking about the genie situation as well. Like, you know, typically where do you find a magic lamp? It's usually in some hidden cave, right, with a bunch of treasure and shit.
Yeah.
I feel like this dude would pin you down and just stuff your mouth full of gold coins until you suffocated.
Yeah.
You just fucking just, sorry, bro. I need it though. I need that fourth wish. So yeah, how much fun did you have in Vegas?
I had fun, man. I gotta be honest though, the slots tore me a new one, dude.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, they were What'd not kind to me.
What'd you play?
My slot.
What is it?
Larry the Fisherman.
Oh yeah, Larry the Fisherman.
So yeah.
Larry tooketh.
Oh my god. He taketh. He did not give it this time.
Someone, I think they tweeted at me, or I think they commented on the Patreon. They said, I played Wheel of Fortune and you were fucking lying. It took me for $161. Vanna taketh, man.
That's what I'm saying. They giveth, but they taketh.
Yeah.
Which makes the giveth feel way better.
Yeah.
When it finally happens. Didn't happen to me this weekend.
So answer this. Did you get to the point where you were just hitting to feel the rush for the potential win?
What do you mean?
Like, it was beyond wanting to win. It was just like, I need that vibe of almost winning.
Yeah, we just were like, I want to get back to that zone. You know, like the one time you have a great slot session,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you can't fucking lose.
Yeah.
Or actually any gambling.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on a hot streak, it never fucking happens. When it finally happens, you remember that forever, and it's like you're chasing the dragon. You know always want to get back to that.
You know when you're in a casino and you think you're winning?
Yeah. No, but you do.
No,
like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah. No,
like,
yeah.
This is what I was going to tell you. One night we came back from the club and we were like, let's hit the craps table. I was like, I don't know how to play craps. I've tried to learn like 6 times. Every single time I try to learn, it's 5:30 a.m. and I can't fucking get it. Like, every time I sit down, they're like, oh, it's a pass line and you do a come bet. And I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Come bet.
Yeah, literally.
And so I get caught up on the come bet every time. And I can't focus on what's actually happening in the game.
It's a come bet. Come bet.
Yeah,
come bet.
It's called a come bet. Come on.
What if I just kidding, just kidding. I would, yeah. I would never. But I might just slip in my, I might put a little on the table. No, that's disgusting. That's literally a felony. I'm sorry. Could be worth it. It's Vegas. I'm just playing.
And then you get forcibly removed from the casino.
Yeah. Well, I was just joking.
Yeah.
He said, come bet. I was coming to bet. I was coming to bet a come bet. You know what I'm saying? No, come on. Don't squeeze me tighter. What are you doing? What's with the cuffs? You're trying to make a come bet too right now, huh? Stop. I'm playing, dude. You're going to gag me next? Please. Yeah. No, man. I'm just playing.
Pull him harder.
Make him tighter. What if I call you daddy? We'll make it. I'm just kidding. Please send me to my room. Take me to my room. We can make cum bets all night.
Rip my arms off.
Oh, I would kill if you rip my arms off to make me 25 again. Mm.
So
you're playing craps.
So I go downstairs. My buddy's like, I'll teach you craps. I'll teach you how to play. And I was like, let's go. So we go downstairs and he just doesn't even bother explaining at all. He just starts hitting. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I started with it and I'm just sitting there. I'm betting whatever he's telling me to bet. I started with a, you know how those like chip like holders on the table? So I started with a stack like this big. I ended with like, I was up like $2,000 or something like that. Like, he was hitting every single time to the point where people in the casino were cheering.
Yeah, I mean.
He'd hit and then walk around and be like, are you entertained? And everyone would just start cheering.
Damn.
And I was just getting rich.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Next night, lost it all. Same way. Playing craps.
Yeah. When you get with a good craps player, if there is such a thing, or someone like that, it's messed up.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Alina's brother-in-law, that dude has wild stories of just, you'll be on the way to the buffet, and he's like, oh, craps table, give me 1 second. You just come back, he's like, yeah, $600. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just hit the craps table real quick. Hey, we have dinner. Yeah. You're like, how?
Yeah. How do you play this?
Yeah.
what are the rules?
Well, there's
tell
a combat.
Me what the rules are.
There's a combat. I'm saying it's a combat. Sorry, I missed all the other things. The pass line. I hate when you ask because they're like, see, it's really simple. So you want to bet down here or over here?
Yeah.
And if he hits a 2 or a 7 or a 9, then and then his daughter's going to come over
That's
here.
That's what it's like every time. And then what?
Then his daughter is going to show up from her dance recital. If he hits an 8, a 12, or a 19, that's not real because that's not on the dice. I'm messing with you. Anyways, if he hits an 8 or a 12, then this guy's going to hit a smorgasbord.
Yeah. And then the dice switches over to this other guy who will blow on it and have his friend blow on it, who will throw it. And then you know what? It's like you bet here, and then they're like, well, then you got to put a bet right behind it on the table where there is no markings.
Yeah.
Like, what is that rule? Why are there two bets like this?
Well, because you have to put in the...
That's insane.
Yeah, everything's just reversed. Like...
First, this at you short this stuff.
I don't know what he just said. Everyone's like, throw it, throw it.
Why did I take those mushrooms?
Yeah, just rip your fucking arms off now, dude. Just do it.
Yeah, but it was fun though. It was Vegas is very, very back.
Yeah,
busiest I've ever seen it. There was like at any time that anyone would want food, which in Vegas is every hour during the day, the line for every restaurant in the Cosmo was like five. I couldn't believe the line for fucking egg slut. Egg slut is not that good. It's really not. There was 200 people. The line went all the way. Sorry. What?
You took your voice up a few decibels there.
Sorry.
It's not that fucking good.
It's not that good. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's fine.
It's cool.
Yeah. I'm certainly not a slut for that restaurant. I'm certainly not. Okay. The line was around the corner, and then it had to go through the lobby. So they broke it up, and they had a security guy there to send people over the lobby when there was enough room.
No, hell no.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was like, we went to Vegas one year when Shake Shack had opened up there. We're like, oh, is it Shake Shack? Should be good. It was the same thing. I was like, I can't believe I'm standing in this 150 person line for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
And Sam is like,
so did you eat it all?
What?
Did you eat anything while you were there?
Yeah, dude, we ate Momofuku.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Catch. We went to Beauty and Essex. We hit some, like, good restaurants.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Sam's, like, obsessed with this place called Bobby's Burger Palace. Which is just on the strip. It's, like, not even part of a hotel or anything like that.
Nice.
It's, like, a bitch to get to. To get to a place on the strip, it's, like, you either have to walk, and it's, like, 120 degrees outside. Or you have to take a cab, like, around the strip and then somehow pull up in front of it.
And then he screams at you to get out. Then you have to hop over, like, shrubbery.
Yes.
To get to the sidewalk again.
Yes, and play Frogger amongst, like, 5,000 people with tall margaritas.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, you know, drunk people with no shoes.
Yeah.
Who are four hotels away from their hotel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's that way.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you're going to have a heat stroke.
Yeah.
Drink some water.
It really is just an absurd place.
So
I'm
was it good?
Out of there.
Was Bobby's Burger
Palace? We never went.
Oh.
I went one time with him like 2 years ago and it was like decent. It's just weird. Sam gets like obsessed with these like places, random places.
Yeah. Nice. Good for him.
But it was fun. How was your weekend?
I had the dead eye. First of all, everyone was in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, what were they?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Even Spock was there for a night.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
I think him and the lady just, you know, went to chill.
Oh, nice of him to hit me up. Thanks, Spock. Good to hear from you. Thanks for texting me.
I mean, he was like MIA the whole thing. I hit him up on Telegram to tell him some goofy gamer stuff, and he just wouldn't respond. I was like,
all right, dude. I see how it is.
It's probably just...
Cool, man.
Probably just no reception. The casino.
Why would he talk to a fucking loser like me anyways?
To a small dick gamer like me.
Suck.
He's in Vegas with a girl and I'm here playing games with my tiny balls. My small thumbtack cock. It's not even you can't even call it a cock. It's barely a penis. I'm literally a bee. I have a needle hanging out the front of my body. If I were ever to have sex with someone, I'd probably rip off and stain her and fill her with poison. I'd probably get allergic from my small needle penis. Probably die an hour later after it ripped off my tiny ball sack holder.
This is the text you sent him?
Yeah.
He's in the casino reading this. What the fuck is wrong with this?
I'm not responding to that.
I'm responding to this. Of course you wouldn't respond to that. Why would you? Why would you?
She's like,
it literally sting my girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm gonna do another
bee cock.
Yeah,
I dress up in a little bee suit and I sting my girl.
Every time I wanted sex, I just sting her little clitoris. I just bump my needle penis on her clitoris,
and my stinger breaks off, and I die.
I'm basically just like a human Sibian. She just crawls on top of my little nub, and I just flap my wings hard enough to vibrate until she finishes, and then I just go fuck myself.
Save the bees, right? Not me. I suck. I'm the worst bee.
I deserve to be dead and stomped out at a high school basketball game. Just a little bee dick loser. So that was my weekend. No, literally, you, Spock. I was just swiping through. I think Pilo was there, or maybe I was wrong about that. Like everybody was in Vegas.
Everybody was there. It was so busy.
Here's the funny thing. It wouldn't even matter if Spock hit you up because there's probably just way too many people to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, meet me at the thing. I can't. The line for cabs is 4 days long.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And people are rioting on the strip because it's too hot. So
yeah.
I'm sitting in Bobby's Burger Palace.
Actually, eat fry sauce with Sam.
I usually just have to sleep here until next Tuesday. That's really the only way I'm getting out. So I would just try to stay off social media to not be depressed because I'm sitting at my place, which is literally a construction site.
Right.
I didn't have AC for almost 3 days.
Oh, dang. And it was hot in LA this weekend too, right?
Yeah, so I've been staying in a hotel, and then we could finally go back to our place. And it was like, after a month of hotels, I'm done.
Yeah.
There's no, I can't do it
anymore. Oh, I know. I feel you, man. I had the same thing when my place got filled with shit.
Yeah, and you're just staying elsewhere. You're like, this stinks.
Yeah, living out of a suitcase is just annoying for longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I'll go home. I don't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. I don't give a bee's dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home. And then, you know, I'm like, I can survive. I'll just buy a fan. Psych. So hot. I didn't sleep any night because I had the fan on 10 blowing onto my face to try to feel like I'm cold.
So it dries your eyes out?
Oh, I woke up like, you know, just dry SpongeBob every morning. Just,
yeah.
But the rest of my body's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hot that, like, Ollie, every morning after, I'd be like, come on, let's pee. He'd be on his side and he would just roll his eye towards me and just like, no. And he just wouldn't want to go to the bathroom. Until way later.
Really?
I couldn't motivate him to do anything. He's like,
Does he normally wake you up in the morning?
No.
Fuck. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm trying to like train Chili to sleep in.
Yeah.
It's fucking impossible.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. It's so annoying.
Yeah, Ollie is Ollie kinda has like, he's kinda like a hot Venice guy. That fool does not wake up before 12. Unless it's to pee with his big balls.
Okay.
And go right back to bed. And then he'll wake up later and be like, what are we eating? Rub my belly. You feed him and he's like, all right, that's chill. I'm in bed.
I'm heading back to bed
if you want to play. And by play, I mean just rub my belly until I fall back asleep.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're like, you want to play? You want to play fetch? Nah.
Yeah, I'm
posted actually.
Yeah. 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 It makes you feel like a dick.
Ah, honestly. Just gotta change your relationship with it.
Playing? Yeah, it's like, you know, you wanna play with me? You can, but I don't play.
Mm-mm. We hitting Bobby's Burger Palace or what?
So yeah, he would just, you know, he'd be like, I'm not peeing for, you know, whatever. And there, at night, I would turn all the lights off, open all the windows, I'd sit in the dark in front of my computer. With the fan blowing on me. It was real, real gamer stuff. Sweating it out.
Nice.
That's the first time I've gamed in boxers only in maybe like a decade.
What were you playing?
That's the other thing. I was trying to play different games. It was just so hot. It didn't feel like gaming. It mm-hmm. felt like I was trying to just p-
put my mind somewhere.
Mm.
I tried different games. None of it really exciting, which is sad to say.
It sounds really depressing.
It was.
It sounds horrible.
It wasn't fun. And I would, you know, there's no one to game with
because
literally everyone's out of the house. So I did what any other dude does when all their friends are out of contact.
Crank off?
Not even. Consume sports.
Ah.
It wasn't even like crank off vibe. It was just hot. And
I guess I would have made you even more hot.
Yeah, it's like, what am I going to do? Jack off and potentially pass out and hit my head on the towel rack behind me?
Well, I mean, you might as well make it as sad as you possibly can. You
just try to die from jerking off.
It's just bleeding out of here. Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's what the ambulance would have said.
Yeah.
I told myself, like, okay, I'll try to be productive. Maybe I'll shoot a few YouTube videos. No way. If I would have shot a YouTube video, I'd been like, hey guy, it's another ear DMs. So I resort to sports. That's how I kept myself distracted. And I consumed esports,
mm-hmm.
motorsports,
okay.
basketball sports,
mm-hmm.
fight sports.
Mm-hmm.
I understood by Sunday, after 2 days of sports consumption, why people have to cut themselves off. You ever talk to a dude who's like, I had to stop watching sports, it was ruining my life.
Yeah, because they're betting on it.
I mean, there's that, but also I think I could see how you just start to crave...
more sports.
Yeah, it's just a weird... And then ESPN is just awful because that's basically a living casino.
Right.
You know, or just even mild adrenaline hits where you're like, oh, competitive badminton? I got an hour.
Yeah.
And you just start finding yourself and...
I'll watch bocce ball. Fuck it.
Yeah.
ESPN 4?
Yeah, you know...
See what's on.
Do you know Brad Trosh from Michigan? Great bocce ball player, man. He killed... That's what you turn into, right? Yeah. Saturday was because the AC was getting turned back on Saturday, and that was like my true sports sicko day.
Right.
I woke up at 8:30 and I'm watching Formula One on my laptop and just sweating down my forehead. And the AC comes back on. I'm like, yes, Postmates, more sports. It's just sports, 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 sports. UFC from 4 to 9 or some crazy shit.
Was it good? A good fight?
It was pretty good. And then Anderson Silva boxed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, he boxed?
Yeah.
Like the fighter? Like the MMA fighter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He did. It was like classic Andy. It was a good watch.
That's cool.
It's down in Mexico, so, you know, my buddy was theorizing. Probably did a little
bit of juice.
A little juice, man. Yeah. It's okay.
Get a little beefed up.
Yeah, he's old,
Mexico,
man.
He's
42.
Yeah, why not?
Do a little trend.
Get a little tea in there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Spike a little.
Yeah, that'll feel good.
But yeah, the boy Carrington from Love Island stopped by.
Dude, yeah, tell me about that, man.
He literally was
so funny. He texted me like, yeah, I just hung out with Carrington. I was like, that's random as fuck.
We just like stood there for 30 minutes because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like he came inside my place. Relax. Relax, guys.
He came inside your place?
No, come on.
Did he do a combat?
He did a combat.
Inside your place?
Yeah, it's him and his boy. They went inside my place and...
Did he sniff your tunnel?
Absolutely not. Well, it's actually funny you say that because to get around my place right now, you have to go through these plastic zippers. It's okay. Basically like breaking through a high school football banner to go into any room.
Fuck yeah.
You're just like, I'm here! So it's, you know, I kind of do have a tunnel. So I kept the tunnel encrypted.
Yeah.
Zero sniffing.
Okay.
Here's the other part. My kitchen is completely bagged off with a tarp.
Gotcha.
So I have to go through a little tunnel to get any water, anything out of the fridge.
Okay.
I've just given up on eating right. So yeah, anyway, we go into like my backyard area. And it's just covered in stones and wood and other shit. And we find the four places to stand. And we just stand like in a little triangle. We're like, yeah, so.
So you just stood there.
Stood.
And talked about what?
Random stuff. Like, well, how long are you here?
Huh.
You know.
I saw he was chilling with, was it Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
And who else? Like, they, do they all still hang out?
He keeps in touch with everyone. Hmm. I don't know what the relationship is like between everyone else.
Okay.
But I asked him, and he's like, yeah, I talked to everybody pretty much. Yeah, so I think he'll be out in L.A. permanently around August.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, which would be cool if he stopped by.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. He's,
yeah, we'll get him on again.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, he, it's good. He's good. It was literally like we just talked about nothing, and then they left.
Huh.
He had a few sentences, which I, you know, were just very hot guy sentences.
I was laughing at this picture he posted on his story today.
Yeah.
Look at his fucking arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you even get that jacked?
The kid is ripped.
Look at his fucking arm. There's like, no, never mind. It disappeared. That looks like a mountain.
Yeah. You know? I mean, in person, it was really funny. You know, I was showing him some, like, he kind of poked his head in one of the rooms and he saw some of my workout gear. He was like, oh, you've been getting gains, man? You're probably getting bigger than me. And I laughed and I said, what an asshole thing to say.
Are you fucking kidding? Don't fucking patronize me.
In what world,
you
Carrington?
Ripped jackass.
In what world, Carrington, am I gaining more weight than you?
You think I'm fucking stupid? Do you? You probably think I'm a little bee guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little bee cock.
Yeah, you can just lie to me. You just tell me, no, you're probably getting bigger than me. Shut the fuck up, you hornet.
You're a hornet. I'm just a bee.
Yeah.
Bzz.
Bzz. I laughed. I didn't even respond to that statement.
Yeah.
He said that. I said, oh, boy. How long are you here? I love the guy. He's, honestly.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Shout out Carrington. No, we got to get him back on, honestly.
He's, that man is 23.
Just doing hot guy shit.
He's doing hot guy stuff.
You know?
I would tell him stuff, you know, he'd say something, and I'd say, you know, that's the most hot guy thing I've heard.
Yeah.
And I told him and his friend, I said, I don't really, like, connect with you guys like that, because your experience in life is so much different than mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we just went up, and they let us skip the line. That's the story every time.
Yeah.
Which rolled up, and honestly, it was weird. They just let us go on.
I don't want to tell the story that he told me about what led to what they were doing that night, but okay. I laughed and I was like, in no universe.
Did it just involve like, yeah, we missed it. Yeah, they invited us.
Yeah, just being hot. And then this like famous person was like, you guys should, you know, oh, it's your birthday. I'm gonna throw you a little party. Like, yeah. Kind of like that.
Yeah. We met Pharrell. Dapped me up and invited me over. And
bro.
We're going to hang.
There was like a, you know, someone got some free money just by way of being hot.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it.
Like
that.
Literally a stack of cash.
Oh my God. That's so good.
So it's like you look at that and you look at the cart girl, hey, dude, and nice. It just makes it hard to not want to be hot.
We should be hot. Can we get some work done?
Something.
Fuck, man.
I'll tell you, man. Carrington would not.
Lip fillers or something, you know?
Carrington would not be where he was if he was 5'7".
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of why I always think about, should I work harder at gaining more and more weight? And I'm like, no, because I'm just a ripped-ass 5'8".
Yeah, there's a ceiling.
Just at a point.
It's the Joe Rogan, that's the ceiling.
Yeah. Don't talk about Joe.
Sorry.
Did you ever talk about Joe?
He's not 5'3", he's literally 5'7".
Literally 5'7". I got a message this weekend that was like, how dare you speak about Joe Rogan?
I saw that.
How dare you criticize Joe Rogan negatively, you LA elite? And I was like, I don't know what your problem is, dude. I agree with you. I am on your team.
What did they say? They were like, he actually has guests with like acclaim on.
Yeah, critical acclaim.
Critical
dude.
Acclaim on his show.
Yeah.
He's like a critical thinker.
How dare you? That's the crazy part. I wasn't daring to, dude. I wasn't. Yeah, so I know that was long-winded. Sorry. It's just I'm David Lynch when I tell my stories.
Mm. Who is David Lynch?
A guy who's secondary to me.
Mm.
It's just, you know, he's a director or something. Mm.
What did he direct?
Oh, I mean, let's go through his little resume.
I know David Lindhagen from Crazy Stupid Love. Remember that?
Yeah, that little movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, David Lynch. Just
what do we got here? Twin Peaks.
Just, you know, Twin Peaks, Dune.
Oh wow! Okay.
Just little cult classics here and there. Just little cult classics, man. Blue Velvet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bees. He directed Bees.
It's a documentary short.
About you.
Yeah, about me. I'm kind of like David Lynch's muse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
he
it.
Empowers me to tell long-winded stories.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I just have to say, Lewis lost this weekend.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he did.
So, like, what's the deal? Is he just losing it at this point?
No, man. It's,
is this the clip?
We don't have to do this. Basically, I'll make it short. Basically, Lewis had too much sex the night before. Okay. So I think it messed with him a little bit on the day of.
Yeah, yeah.
No, honestly, it's Red Bull's car is just doing a little bit better on the last three tracks, and like they figured out their race strategy a little bit better. So you could tell. I think they're getting in somebody's head at Mercedes, because basically this weekend, Red Bull did to Mercedes what Mercedes has done to them a couple times, which is the tires, they don't last. It's like, you know, it's like you have to swap your condom when you're going at it.
Okay.
Because you're wearing it down.
Right.
So when you're doing 300 drills per second with your little bee dick, it's dangerous to keep rolling on that condom because you might break through and you might potentially spill.
Gotcha.
So you got to swap. So the Mercedes drivers were like, Lewis and Valtteri were like, dude, this is a two condom trip, bro. You can't make me fuck with my little bee dick for this one condom.
Okay.
For the whole, that's crazy.
I'm not picking up on the.
Basically, you
what
start.
What does that mean?
You start with a set of tires.
Gotcha. Okay.
You start with a set of tires, and then you need to swap them at some point. So swapping your rubber. So basically, Mercedes planned to do one stop because they're just trying to stay out ahead because they were losing down the straights. So their strategy was like, oh, if we just stay out, Red Bull is behind us, so we just forced them to try to drive around and we play defense. And Red Bull was like, nah, we'll do a two stop and we'll be fast enough to catch up and then get around them. So Max Verstappen gets around Lewis in like the second to last lap. It was like nail biting because it was like, yeah, like 8-9 laps leading up to it, and it's just like cutting down time. And then Lewis kind of spilled because his tires were shit, and I think it was like getting in his head a little bit. You could hear between his voice and Valtteri's voice, they were feeling the pressure a little bit. Valtteri got fucked out of the podium. He's like, by the end of it, he's like, why the fuck did no one listen to me? And they're like talking to him after the race, and he did like angry girlfriend shit where just no response. Valtteri, go ahead and put these settings on the car. Nothing.
Wow.
Pissed.
Who does he drive for?
Valtteri drives for Mercedes. Every team has two drivers.
Oh, gotcha. So it's Valtteri and
Lewis.
Lewis, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, crash course Formula One.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
So you can hear their voices in the car when they're
driving? Because they'll give like radio.
Gotcha.
You know, like Lewis, like the whole race. It's like front tire, right, rear left, completely gone. Freaking out, dude. And like but it's like you never know with him because he does a little bit of a show. I think he does it to fuck with people.
Mm.
My tire's going out, but he's secretly just
fine.
He's
getting head.
He's like, oh no.
Oh, my tire's going out.
My tire's going. Please. He's got two women in there. No, they're just feeding him grapes, rubbing his body.
Yeah.
He's not even really watching the road.
He's greased up.
Yeah.
Just in a Speedo.
He doesn't even drive with his suit on.
Yeah, no.
He's only got no helmet. Ooh, my tires are going off. Just laughing. It's good. So, Lando had some, that kid, man, he stayed out a long time and then went from 11 to 5. It was crazy. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
Is that the kid you interviewed?
That's Dan Ticktum.
Mm.
He's a Formula 2. he's having a good season as well. Hmm. He's fighting for a Formula One seat, but Lando, he's like the dude who streams as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay,
yeah. So you know, I was just hype off of cars because I got my little cart, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I won't talk about it, but
you can talk about it. You got one. You bought a cart.
Yeah, I bought a cart, a little Tony cart.
Nice.
Someone
are you, like souping it up. Like, what's the deal?
Nah, it's kitted out the ass.
Okay,
it's
and you're racing it, right?
Yeah, so I think I'll be racing on July 10th.
So what is the deal? Is there like a prize? Like, do you win money if you win, or what's
I mean,
the point?
Nah, this race would just be kind of like, it's just like
club, like, just fun.
Yeah, it's just for fun. It probably some decent drivers, you know, warming up maybe for the real season. It'll be like a mixture of skill.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're like, the path is if you're young, you typically start in karts to get up into like formula and like real driving.
Gotcha.
But other than that, it's like hobby. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to bring this up. So I told my driving coach, I was like, yo, I didn't want to tell you because I was like afraid you're going to clown me, but I puked. And he laughed. He's like, yeah, you probably will more times than you won't. I was like, what? So then we go out and do a session and his track is hot as balls. And this cart rips. And there's no limiter on it, which was scary because I go down this back straight and typically I'd hit a governor on the other cart. So it's like cutting you off. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, 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 man. This thing is like, and you, I don't know, just makes your ass pucker. Mm-hmm. You don't know when it's going to quit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could be doing like 70, 80 down there. And so just for perspective, I would do laps on the old cart on that track and it'd be like a minute five, minute 10. This thing I was doing 45, 46s. So damn. It's just like a way different speed. So I do one session, it's hot as hell. And I get out the cart, we go in this little room. And he's like, all right, push-ups, sit-ups, let's go. I'm like, what? He's like, starts now, man. I'm like, starts what? He's like, you want to drive bigger cars? Like, you got to get right. So then I start unzipping my suit. He's like, uh-uh. Put it back up. So he's like, I'm like doing push-ups and doing sit-ups. I'm like, I didn't prepare for this. And he hands me a jump rope. I'm like, you got to be fucking
kidding. Oh, no. Nightmare.
So it gets to a point where I'm like, I'm literally about to pass out. And he's like, all right, take a break. And I'm like lying on my back, I have my legs up, and I'm drinking some water. And I come out the room, and then him and his buddy are there. And he's like, look at him, little heat stroke over here. That's what they were calling me, little heat stroke.
It's kind of a sick name, actually.
Yeah. And then his boy was like, oh, yeah, you hot? You a little hot? Drink some water. You gonna throw up? Yeah.
You gonna puke?
Straight up, yeah.
Just poking your stomach? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. He damn near. He put his hand out and he put his finger like right really? To my stomach. He's like, yeah, you want to drink some water? I was like, no.
Come on, little pukey boy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm certain they would have kept going. I would have yacked and they would have been laughing and squeezed more out of me. Stood behind me like toothpaste, just like, come on.
A perfect cylinder comes out of your mouth.
Everyone listening is like, no. Wendy, please. So, yeah, I mean, but it was good. So I'm going out again on Wednesday, and, yeah, I think I'm going to do this little race.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks, man. The race is kind of, like, crazy because with carts, they'll just, like, line up, like, 30 of them,
mm-hmm.
and it's a rolling start. So you don't, like, start from a stop. Then they just wave a flag. So everyone just has their foot three-quarter, and then it's, like, flat out. And carts is like literally, you know, you're rubbing bumpers.
Yeah.
You're bumping uglies.
Bumping uglies.
The whole time.
Bumping fuzzies.
Yeah. And so should be pretty hectic, but it'll be fun.
That's anyway, sick.
Yeah. This is all to become a cart girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone asked, they were like, I don't get it. Why do you race go-karts? Like, it's to become a cart girl.
To a golf cart girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the training you need to do that.
Yeah.
It's actually it's a super intense job.
I mean, you have to be in shape because mm-hmm. you need to be attractive.
Yep.
You need to be able to handle yourself on the green.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may be required to drink with the others to get your tips.
Right.
And so when you're ripping a golf cart at 23 awareness. Miles an hour, yeah, you have to be able to handle the pressure.
Especially in the rain,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep, sometimes the rain. Well, mm-hmm. that's if you're a guy.
If you're a dude, yeah.
If you're a kart girl, though, you're going to be racing in that blistering, hot Arizona sun, 110, so you could glisten for the men out there on the course.
There was a lot of people that said we were right about the golf or about the kart boys stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There was about how they like get the worst shifts because they're like, you guys don't make money.
Yeah, this dude said, oh, man, I should have said this dude said, he was like, I was a kart guy for a summer.
Yeah.
He's like, a guy, he's like, I never got tips, and all they ever told me was, you're not as attractive as the last girl. Job sucked, period.
Oh, that's funny.
What up, boys? Get back. Sorry?
Yeah. You boys want some cold beer? Dude, shut the fuck up, man. Okay.
I'd rip my arms and legs off to have the girl come back. I'd literally feed my kid a bag of nails for the girl to come back.
Can we watch that video of Jeff Bezos, of the newscasters laughing at the spaceship?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
A thing.
Have you seen his rocket that he's using to go to space?
Yeah, no. Wait, guys, real quick, by the way, don't be mean to Mark L. Wahlberg. Some people were being a little mean.
I don't think they were being mean to him. Were they?
Some people were. Like,
but he tweeted, he was like, oh, I love Noel Miller too.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay. They're getting mad at me, mostly. They're all getting mad at me.
It's fine, guys.
Comments were like, I can't believe you haven't seen Noel's videos about Temptation Island. I was like, dude, we don't just sit around all day and watch YouTube videos. Like,
I think this is coming from the place where people still don't realize we see each other every week for 2 hours and we talk every day.
Do you know how much shit we make?
Just, yeah.
It's like we don't have time. I don't have time to watch 20. And I do watch. I watched the TikTok video that you posted last week.
Thanks, dude.
I watched that whole thing. I thought it was hilarious. I was
going to say, there's no.
But it's like we don't watch every single one of each other's
there's
videos.
There's no time, guys.
And people think like because we don't do that, we're not friends.
Guys, there comes a point. We've seen each other tell jokes a lot. It's not funny to us anymore. We're hardly funny to each other anymore, okay?
No, actually, I watch every video, and I watch every podcast episode, and I watch every single podcast clip.
Because you need clips for your Stan account?
Because I need clips for the Stan account that I make about you.
Yeah, it's just Noel's Stan account? Guys, you heard it here first. Cody's actually the biggest Stan account I have.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just some people are giving him a little heat, and it's just like, yo, Mark actually hit me up after the first Temptation Island, and he was like, dude, he's quoting some of my bits. He was like, I love it. So I've been saving an appearance for him for something I'm working on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's just taking me a little bit longer. So it's just, you know, but it's, I mean, dude, I'm happy.
He's the fucking best.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Like,
I'm glad we're both like just putting the spotlight on him because like he's no problem with jokes. Like, dude has great sense of humor.
Oh yeah,
like he's totally down with whatever.
Yeah,
and he's been on some crazy ass shows.
Oh yeah,
his like between the show that you watched and Temptation Island and everything in between. I mean, like
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, I mean, like even him doing that, like they're so wildly different.
Yeah,
and I think the coolest part is when you bring him up, everyone's like, oh, dude, you haven't seen him on this show.
Yeah.
They always have like some random ass show that you've been on. So his whole library is crazy. Dude's got a catalog.
You can tell, like, as soon as I jumped on the Zoom with him, it was like his, it was like, he just took off. And I was like, this is why, I mean, this is just talent.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
This is why this guy gets cast in all these shows. It's because he's just fucking good.
He's also got those eyes, man.
Yeah, exactly. And the eyes.
Piercing
and,
blue eyes.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, I got a bunch of comments from people being like, he's so fucking hot. God, Jesus, those eyes.
I'm like, I gotta say, that's the only man who I was like, I had a hard time locking eyes with through footage.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I felt like he was looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, hey, hey,
yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Big shout out to Mark L. Wahlberg, dude. Yeah. What a gift and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's probably coming up in his career and he's getting that whole, you know, that Office Space thing where it's like Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
No, actually, my eyes are better.
Mm.
Eyes are better.
I mean, just to have the same name
as
another Mark Wahlberg that's also coming up in Hollywood at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
I said, I was like, what was that like? He was like, I want to say, like, it doesn't matter, but it is so annoying every day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Yeah. No, guys, this is Mark L. Wahlberg. Mark Legend Wahlberg.
Yes. Yeah.
Mark lick this dick. Well, I won't do that. I won't do that. Sorry, Mark. So shout out Mark, man.
Let's stick with legend.
Yeah, Mark, legend.
He is a legend. Thank you.
To the fullest.
For being so receptive to us.
I think he knows Tatro as well. Tatro? Yeah.
Definitely.
Guys, you don't realize Mark L is connected through all levels of entertainment.
Yep.
He's kind of like the Kevin Bacon of media.
Of reality TV
shows. Of reality TV shows. Yeah. Everyone is pretty much at least 7 degrees separated from Mark L.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Aussie host laughing at a spaceship.
So that's Jeff Bezos' spaceship.
Oh, my voice cracked. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that thing is phallic.
I mean, it just, it looks like a penis.
Yeah.
So play it.
Rockets everywhere this morning while outdoing his fellow billionaires in the race to space. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos will blast into orbit next month.
Do you know what they call that?
A rocket.
They call it Blue Origin. Does that look a little odd to you? Because it's me. Joining us now for more. Is US correspondent Alison
Petrowski
Alley
dying?
The Bezos flight will officially kick off the company's space tourism business.
Yes. That's right, Carl. Good morning to you, Carl. Good morning to you, Ali.
That's right, Carl.
The interesting shaped rocket. Thanks for pointing that out, Carl.
Australian people. You can pause it. Australian people rule.
Yeah, they just call it what it is. That's.
I mean, that looks like a big old dick.
That's a space dick, man. It's literally a space dick. Look at that. I can't believe he unveiled that. Like, behold.
Curtain drops. Everyone's like, that's a dick, mate. Oh my god, that's a dick.
It's Bezos the biggest
blast off.
It's the biggest one, right? I think Elon's is bigger. No, it's not.
You hear someone paid $28 million to go up with him? Isn't that crazy?
Dude, what is this tax sham that they're doing with this? There's something really off about this.
What is the point? What is the point?
Dude, this is like some Austin Powers shit. He's literally flying a dick into the atmosphere.
Not even like this high though. He's gonna get to like the shitty part of space.
Yeah, he's not gonna be up with us.
He's not up here.
No.
This is the cool part.
It's crazy how the government declassified us.
Yeah.
Assholes, man.
Assholes.
Honestly. I mean, we didn't know we would be buying Candace in the future, but you know, they basically declassified us because like that was our shit.
Yeah.
Now we have to like change our plates.
Yeah.
Because now everyone knows we're like around.
Yeah.
It's whack. Sorry. Anyway.
If you could see our ship from the outside too.
Yeah.
It looks like a vagina actually.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like.
it's like the.
It's curvaceous. It's lipped. Just, you know, it depends.
It looks like a wap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet ass. But I mean, it's still round, but you know, it's like there's definitely labia type attachments to it. It's like a labia on a dish.
Mm-hmm.
Served labia.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. What is the point of this? I think it's a tax write off, or I like that conspiracy that he's going to fake his death.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That would be pretty tight.
So then he can manage Amazon from the grave.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the dude that paid $28 million to go up is not in on it. So Jeff is like, sorry, man, you got to be dead too.
Yeah. How crazy.
He's like, I have family though. He's like, you were the one that fucking paid for this. Stupid.
They get up one morning and the dude wakes up late. And Bezos is at the bottom of the ship already, like in some crazy ass suit. And he's like, oop. Guy's like, what? Sorry, dude. Hits a button and the shit just opens up and he just falls out. And then it closes. It's like self destruct in 60, 59, 58, 57.
Sorry, bro. Wish I could explain, but. Honestly, you're fucking so stupid for paying that money to come up here.
Epstein, I'll be right down.
Yeah.
He's going to this secret island with Epstein.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be laughing at their billionaire dead income earnings.
Yeah.
I bet that's going to be a thing. Epstein's going to have like a shell company that's still earning dollars in 10 years. And it's like money's been being deposited there all while he's dead.
Mm.
You know?
That's a good conspiracy.
Amazon's going to be putting money in some weird account that has spent expenditures.
Sounds like some QAnon shit.
Yeah.
Well,
so here I am.
Get illuminated, dude.
Get illuminated, dude. That's a joke.
Speaking is a joke. Speaking of cult shit, man, I watched True Detective season one.
Yeah.
Oh my fuck.
Do you even watch TV or cinema, dude?
Oh my fuck, dude.
Do you even watch TV or cinema?
Now I can say I do after watching that.
Yeah, finally.
A classic.
True Detective season one in 2021. Who even are you?
I know, dude. I know. I'm a loser.
Clearly a little B-dick loser.
I know. But it really is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
It ends a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, the first, like, four episodes are, like, some of the most... I was captivated.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, like... I can't remember the last time I didn't want to, like, look at my phone while watching TV.
Yeah.
And I didn't even... I couldn't even look... didn't want to pick it up, you know? Yeah. I was so drawn in on this.
First time you didn't want to interrupt a scene with... This is what it looks like when I eat ass.
Yeah. But I have a whole new respect for Matthew McConaughey after that.
After that, yeah,
like,
of course.
Why did we ever make fun of him?
Because
that man put on the best performance I've ever seen.
Because we're B-dick losers.
I know. We're tiny little stinger dick.
We want to be that guy. That's why we made fun of him. We hate that we aren't him.
Every time I have sex, I die.
Yeah. We're actually dead right now. That's what happened with Sigmund and Freud.
Sigmund and Freud.
they had sex with their little bee dicks.
We'll end the episode. Pull up the picture of us as Sigmund and Freud.
It's Sigmund and Freud. Sorry, I thought you said Siegfried and Roy, and I was like, no, Sigmund and Freud.
Sigmund and Freud. This was posted on our subreddit, I believe. That's us.
Yeah.
G-podcast.
I kind of got my chin wrong.
The tiger.
That's Spock.
That's horrifying.
Kind of got my chin wrong just a little bit.
Should this be the new album art?
For the podcast?
For the podcast? It's so funny, dude.
It's hilariously bad. Kind of like it. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. We'll consider. Anyway, guys, Vegas, we have shows all week. Get your Sigmund and Freud tickets now.
Playing every single day at New York, New York Hotel.
We have a new cat. Its name is Spock.
Oh, by the way, oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, fuck. We forgot to wish everyone happy Prime Day.
Oh,
fuck.
We'll kick it off in the bonus with Happy Prime Day.
Okay, yeah.
We'll let
the
people see.
Well, is it still Prime Day today or is it Happy Belated Prime
Day? It's still Prime Day today. Yeah.
Okay, but by the time this comes out,
it'll be a Happy Belated for everyone else. Yeah.
For everyone else. Well, we can wish each other a Happy Prime Day.
We can. Okay. Yeah.
We got a cake for Prime Day.
So we're going to be eating the cake for Prime Day.
We're
going to
eat that in the bonus.
All right.